Jeffrey Jackson, alongside the other host of the show,
Aaron Salzer. What's going on?
Nada. We do have a Twitter feed that you can follow at Behind Space Bob on Twitter, and we have Facebook pages for Behind Space, which you can follow to get all the latest music news, which will be trickling out slowly, I assure you.
Sometime.
Though we've claimed that in the past, this time there's a computer involved.
Yeah.
Aaron gave me a computer, so I'm working on some music stuff in my place, and now we're going to be transferring files back and forth, and who knows, maybe we'll have something ready for when this podcast drops.
Yeah. Well, I got one in the bank and then this one, so possible.
Do we have another episode of Behind Space Cast?
Yeah, I got one. I got one sitting on the hard drive just spinning around.
Is that right? Is there a guest on that one? There had to have been, because this is the first episode.
Yeah, I think it was Mikey.
This is the first episode that it's just been us for...
A long time.
Yeah, a very long time.
It's actually, I missed it.
We are the creators of this damn station. We deserve to post our own damn show.
Our voice should be unimpeded.
It's not fair that we're not the most popular show on the network.
Wait, excuse me. Speak for yourself, buddy. I am the... My show, or me and Mikey's show, something about small dogs.
Small animals.
That podcast is the, what do you call it? Not the mothership. The sugar daddy.
Yeah, well, that's our star player right now, I'd say, you know. But I'd say Behind Space Cast is kind of like the stadium that everybody plays in.
Yeah.
We do have several podcasts for you to check out. Where, I guess, at behindspacemusic.com.
Yeah, we have the links about everything, the hub.
Yeah, and then you can also check out all the podcasts and interact with us on Podomatic, and you can download episodes on Stitcher and iTunes. I think that about covers all the music and podcast stuff.
Yeah, just subscribe, see what I have, download.
We will have new music, I assure you. Now is the time. It's coming.
Yeah.
Just like the end of the world. Our album will drop like December 20th, right?
Sure.
An hour before 21st rolls around. Just so that can be what you're listening to as the world ends.
Mm.
Would you listen to Behind Space as the world ends?
I don't think so.
It would have to be a pretty good song.
I'd probably listen to some like sad Baroque classical music.
Just really?
As the tidal wave comes.
Kind of like in the Titanic.
Kind of like the end of Requiem for a Dream. Just
okay. Yeah. That's a classy way to go out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've always said it would be interesting to go out to a Bee Gees song right as soon as they hit the high note.
That's funny. It's tragedy. See, that's a good one.
Just right on the high note, you know, of whatever song you want. And just, I don't know, you're driving.
Or an ABBA song.
Yeah, it would make things interesting. But anyways, music coming soon.
Yes.
Behind Space. Follow us. Poke us. Like us.
Mm. Poke? Who can poke us?
I don't know. Can you? I don't think you can poke us. Well, you can poke us individually on Facebook.
Is poking still a thing?
Not much. Harriman pokes me every
time. I've never poked anybody in my life on Facebook.
Harriman and I poke each other all the time on and off of Facebook.
Oh, that was a joke I was going to make.
I got there soon.
I was like a T-ball. You just put it on the stand. And
I knocked it.
Exactly.
Yeah, there was no pitch. I just swung. What about Currents? That's the next section.
Currents with us or Currents in general?
A little bit of both. Yeah, more of a what's going on.
Well, what's going on is my work is about to get shit crazy.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's talk about the new
iPhone 5. So today is a Tuesday, and it comes out, not the date is too much, but it comes out this Friday. And I'm working that day, and I'm assuming I'm going to get a few gray hairs.
We should tag this episode with iPhone 5.
Yeah.
Or we should do an iPhone 5 exclusive episode when it comes out.
Sure, it's optimized for your iPhone 5.
And then next year, when we're reviewing the iPhone 25, we can go back and listen to the episode and look at how naive we are. Because the iPhone 25, I hear that's got another sliver of space on the screen, and it's another sliver smaller, which makes it
several hundred dollars. I read. Oh, go ahead.
More expensive. So that was all. Go ahead.
Sorry to step on your shit. I read there's this Fox, like, affiliate. I think it was Fox 5. So I think it was here in San Diego. I'm not sure. I think Fox 5 is here in San Diego. But yeah, they were, like, talking about the iPhone 5. And they said it's going to have laser stuff and holograms.
What?
Yeah.
And it got released?
No, yeah, exactly. I'm not sure if they got onioned or not. Like, fake news article kind of thing. But it was... Local news is local news. They're always going to do stupid shit like squirrels on water skis or whatever.
Well, I remember somebody coming to me and telling me, like, hey, have you seen the new iPhone? And this was when iPhone 4 was coming out. They're like, have you seen it? And I was like, no, they haven't released it yet. I listen to a lot of iPhone podcasts. Like, out of all the Apple products, iPhone is the one that I try to keep up with and enjoy the most, I think.
Sure, well, that's the thing we get most of.
I listen to all my podcasts. I use it for everything. So, where was I going with that? What was I saying?
Something about the new iPhone. You were like,
ooh. Oh, yeah, iPhone 4. Yeah, this guy was telling me, like, check out the new iPhone 4. And so I look at the picture of it on the online that he's got. It's a clear iPhone. Have you seen the pictures of this? It looks like a piece of glass with the iPhone, you know, things
like that,
hologrammed
like,
onto
like
it.
Like that Minority Report shit?
Exactly. All and right. It's a total, like, fake. You know, prototype that somebody else made or something.
I saw one when it was months and months and months ago when they're designing the new one, but some person had a mock-up. It basically looked like a mouse, like, you know, like a mouse.
Oh, okay.
But it was like an Apple mouse. It was very thin and curved on the back, and it was like, just looks stupid.
Huh.
It's like, if that was real, it just, no one would buy it. Or people, I mean, don't get me wrong, people will buy anything.
Yeah, especially if it's got that little Apple logo on it.
Yeah, it's a new kind of drug.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And they constantly update it, and it's constantly getting, the high is getting better and better. But that's the thing is, like, do you think that they're, like, okay, in my opinion, the iPhone was absolutely revolutionary. The iPhone 4 was kind of like a brand new version of the iPhone, which I think was cool. But since those kind of, like, came out, I haven't seen anything necessarily groundbreaking come from Apple, and I think that's what everybody's waiting for. We've talked about in the past how they're, like, it's like the Willy Wonka thing.
Yeah, the iPad was pretty...
And the iPad 2. I mean, but I think that the iPhone could jump in technology a little bit farther than it's jumped, and maybe that's just me talking from, like, a non-geek standpoint.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there's geeks out there like, what the hell? Like, the new, you know, crystal lens does this and that. And
yeah.
But to me, it's just a teeny bit thinner and a teeny bit faster.
Oh, from what I understand, the insides of it are pretty sweet. Like, they have a dual core chip in there. Like,
yeah,
that's unheard
I think
of.
That's amazing. I thought the 4S had a dual core in it, though.
Nah, it was like technically a core. It was an A5, but the A6 is basically a small computer.
Okay. Either way, like I said, that gets in a little deep for me, but overall, it's a cool, I always like getting the new cool piece of technology, and to me, iPhone is that, and I want to see it go to the next level. I was seeing in Japan, they have it on YouTube, they have these pens that you can place on your table, and then, like, you know, press a button on it, and it'll hologram out a little TV screen or a little keyboard so that you can type on the keyboard, the little hologram keyboard. It's pretty nuts. So, like, I would like to see some of that stuff integrated and have them kind of, like, blow my mind again, because they haven't done that since, I guess, the iPhone was created.
Well, they're going to touch on everything from what I can gather.
Oh, absolutely. Well, iOS is the new big
thing. Yeah, that sucks for computer users, at least for me, because I do not... I mean, I don't want to go too deep, but I see people every once in a while that when I'm showing them something on a laptop, you know what they do? Instead of typing it or moving the mouse, they touch the laptop screen.
Oh, yeah.
Scary as shit.
Oh, yeah, I could imagine. Yeah, I would imagine. I do that at casinos all the time because when you play slots at casinos, half the time you touch the screen and the other half the time you're touching the buttons.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah.
Half the time I'm sitting there, like, touching the screen when you're supposed to be pressing
this,
the button.
This is a full laptop in front of people. It's like, oh, yeah, you want to type right here, and then they tap where you're supposed to type because they're more accustomed to the iPhone, Samsung, Galaxy, iPad, you know, BlackBerry kind of route.
Don't you think that'll be integrated into laptops, though, where you can, like, use the touchscreen and the keys?
Eventually, yeah.
I think that's, to me, it's a surprise that that's not already done. Like,
well, the mouse pads now are ridiculous. There's so many multi-touches you can do just within just that mouse pad. It's ridiculous.
What do you mean mouse pad? Oh, you mean the mouse pad on the actual...
This shit.
Computer itself.
Like, all this shit right here?
Yeah, like four-finger touch, five-finger touch, all the different things. And those are all patents, too.
Yeah, exactly. If you guys don't know, because you couldn't hear it, I was showing him that on the computer we're recording on now.
I was trying to describe it, as I said. Well, that's cool. So, what you were saying is that you were going to have a hell of a day.
Well, I'm going to have a hell of weeks. Because the way it happens is when something big happens like this, it's in the news, it's on the front page of every single newspaper, blah, blah, blah.
People have been waiting for it, yeah.
Yeah. So, whenever that happens, the name Apple's in the back of everybody's mind because they see it everywhere. So, that means, oh, yeah, let's go to the store. Let's go get my shit fixed. So, not just that day, but the weeks forthcoming are going to be busy as hell.
So, you're saying that subconsciously, because Apple is in the news even more than it usually is, that it's getting into people's subconscious and they're thinking that, oh, I need to work on other things that are Apple related. So
or
they come
I need,
into...
oh, yes, I should get, that's going to convince them that they're thinking about getting a laptop. Maybe that pushes them towards getting a MacBook Pro. It's like, oh, my battery life is pretty bad. That convinces them I should go inside the store because...
Pretty amazing if you think about it, you know. And I know a lot of people, as soon as the new iPhone comes out, they run out and get the old iPhone because it drops in price, usually to around $100.
Last week, because the price has already dropped, and people have been doing that, like, left and right.
Yeah. And that's, I think that's a pretty smart way of doing things.
Yeah.
But either way, the way that Apple has it running, you pretty much have to go with the newest phone to get the best quality of anything.
Yeah, I think it all depends on how people use it. I mean, if you're quote unquote married to your phone, go full board, yeah. But if, you know, I don't know, I ran my 3G into the ground. So, I think it's different strokes for different folks. I think some people are better built for other phones. Not just like lesser flip phones. I'm talking about other, like Android phones, Samsung phones, whatever. It's like different strokes for different folks at a certain extent.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm an Apple fanboy and I'll fight people who like Google phones. I'm not looking for that battle, but I definitely think that, at least with most of the people that I've talked to, anybody who's used a Google phone and an iPhone, they prefer the iPhone. It's just they're pricey. I understand that. Shit.
Yeah, and I think it's double. There's two sides of each coin for each phone, or each technology, laptop, tablet, phone, whatever.
Yeah.
There's always going to be pros here, cons here, that across the board. You're never going to find a product where a review says no cons.
Yeah.
The con is going to be something technological or it's going to be something price-wise. Right. You're always... Nothing's perfect. It's impossible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
for
sure.
Or maybe something for everybody. Like one piece of equipment that's across the board for everybody. That's not... I mean, that's pretty hard to get.
You're talking about
by
some kind of technical equipment?
Exactly. Like something that the tech nerd would love.
The tech version of like the toilet paper roll?
Exactly.
All right. I can't think of it, but I would imagine that there's got to be something like that.
Like something that the deep, like, tech computer heads and the 90-year-old grandmas can all like at the same time. Because I've seen...
iPhone is probably the closest thing.
The closest thing, yes.
Or iPad.
But there's a lot of people that have them that don't need them.
Or understand them, yeah.
True. Because, the thing is, it transcends technology where it's more of a societal or a culture thing.
It's about you enjoying the experience, though, right? So no matter if you're using it to its full potential or not, as long as you're enjoying the experience, it's probably money well spent. I don't know. I think that it, for me, I use it for quote unquote business, like music stuff and social networking and things of that nature, which I don't social network like that average person, I would say. I'm not on there.
You're not
crying every day.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I feel so bad when I woke up.
Yeah. Oh, Monday again.
Oh, I don't want to go back to work. Those people are the worst.
I actually had somebody hit me up today, and maybe I shouldn't say this on the podcast. That's fine. But,
dude, I just played with fire for like 10 minutes. You're all good.
I had somebody hit me up today, and I always post these really positive quotes, but I get them from another podcast that I listen to called the DIY Daily Podcast. It's an awesome podcast. I suggest it, but it's all about like positive energy, and it's music related and stuff like that. So I really enjoy it, but I'm friends with the guy on Facebook, and he always posts these positive quote pictures. So it's like a picture of something and then a quote on it. Everybody's seen it if you're on Facebook. But I'll take his pictures and put them on my profile because I like them. But since I'm doing it on my iPhone versus like the actual computer, I'm not clicking the share button. I'm actually just copying his picture and then reposting it on mine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he hit me up today and was like, hey, do you mind like
sharing?
Yeah, yeah. Using the share button there, buddy. And like, he was really nice about it. Don't get me wrong. But like, I had a feeling that he was not going to be very happy about me posting his stuff. I don't know. I like that show. So go and support that show. If you need a boost of positivity, if you've been listening to too much Young Dog Casts.
Hey!
I'm just saying there's a lot of negative energy on those
shows. Well, it shows as negative, but it might be positive if you think about it. Like, I don't want to be like these guys. I'm going to be positive in my life.
Is that way? It's an attempt to create a new culture?
Yeah. Sure.
You guys have single-handedly created the singularity.
Yeah.
By...
No, we have transcended the podcast. We are not doing a podcast, but we are. Think about it.
BehindSpaceMusic.com if you'd like to check out all the podcasts and find out what we're talking about.
At Puppy Parade. Look at that.
Follow that on Twitter if you want. Other than that, what's going on currently? There's... I guess war and famine and death. I mean,
all over the place.
We don't have to cover that. The news pretty much covers that.
Yeah. We don't have to talk about that. Mikey and I already delved into that a little bit. Stupid. I can't wait till November. After November, I mean.
What are we talking about here?
Politics. I can't wait till it's over.
Politics.
I can't wait. I want to put my head. I want to dunk my head into the water whenever I hear that shit.
I have a feeling if we do have any listeners, talking about politics will be the one thing that's probably like gonna get them to turn off the show.
Exactly. I think we can talk about it without talking about it. It was like, people enjoy it though. Some people do. Like what you were saying, people would turn it off. There are people that get off on that stuff. Not our listeners, because they're smart and well-reasoned and everything like that.
Wait, but I don't understand what you're saying.
There are people that like talking about it. There are people that like arguing, which I do not get on a subconscious, conscious level.
Well, there's something to be said about like those morning programs where they're all opinionated, and they're all, you know, it's, let's say it'll be like five people on a morning talk show, and one of them will always have the opposite opinion
of
just to piss off the listeners.
Being a contrarian.
And then the listeners call in, and you know that person doesn't really have that opinion.
No, it's the same thing with sports talk. Same exact setup on ESPN, Fox Sports,
controversy, all that stuff. And that controversy drives listeners to the station because it's, what is that whole thing, like, you know.
There's no such thing as bad press?
Yes, thank you. God damn. But yeah, I mean, people, and I guess that's the same way with Apple and shit, the more they're in the news, the more people are going to run to them. You know?
Yeah, well, yeah, people be hating on everything. It's fine. I mean, people are going to hate on one side, people are going to hate on the other side. There's people that hate Apple, there's people that hate non-Apple. And they're both legitimately wrong. Like, not wrong on both sides, but they have unclean reasons, I guess I would call it.
Yeah, and if you want to get political, you know, if you're joining yourself with a company, that's politics right there.
Exactly.
If you're saying Apple does better than Google, that's just the same thing as getting into Romney and Obama, if you ask me.
It's because, well, if you want to think about it that way, politics is just one big government, or corporation, if you want to look at it that way.
I do look at it that way.
So do I.
There go the listeners.
Hey now. Hey, bye, guys.
Thanks for listening.
All right, let's talk about
something else. You want to move into movies and TV?
Sure.
All right, well, we have to cover the most important thing.
We can talk about it now because Mike Trevison's out of the fucking room.
Yes, well, and it's... This is basically what our show is about when it comes to TV and movies. And since we're going to have a nice long gap on Breaking Bad, we need to delve into
it. Yeah, we need to talk about this because we were short the last time.
Yeah. We
talked about it.
So Breaking Bad has finally ended.
Finally?
Finally ended this first half of episodes, and now we're getting into the longest wait.
Yeah,
in all TV history.
We gotta wait 12 months for 8 episodes.
Another 8 episodes, so 8 and 8. I always think it's 4 and 4, but yeah, 8 and 8. And then I've heard rumors that they're thinking about doing it again for the following
I heard movies. A Saul Goodman spinoff.
I've heard that the director did say that, but I think that's kind of a joking type of thing.
I don't know. I think and you put an end date and then you start. When you put an end date with such a high-minded, like, critically acclaimed show and then you don't do it, that kills your artistic credibility.
Exactly.
At that point right there.
I hope they end it and they do it right because they've been promising us a lot of things for a long time.
I mean,
so.
I can only think of one thing that ended perfectly in my eyes. Like, TV show-wise. I'm not talking about movies. Movies are movies. But, like, I think for me, even The Wire didn't end perfectly for me.
I thought The Wire ended.
I liked it. Don't get me wrong. They did it the way they do it every season, like they ended the series like they ended the season, but it wasn't. It was too clean for my tastes. Like The Shield, in my eyes, was the best ending. It was very happy, sad at the same time.
Yeah. Well, I think let's go with what the official statement is that they're going to end it after the next 8 episodes.
I don't even know why they split it. Obviously, they split it for money. AMC did it. That's what I'm saying.
AMC did it. Well, yeah, I'm sure it was for money overall, but what they did it for is because Breaking Bad has been an award-winning show year after year after year.
They want to
keep that
show up.
If they drop it off next year, they're not going to have an award-winning show.
Well, they're going to have Mad Men.
Well, they switch that up, they'll have even more. You know what I mean? Yeah. So they're just extending their run as an award-winning network.
Exactly.
And I think it's a smart play. It's just rough as a viewer. Mm-hmm. But they know. I mean, they've got me like a fish on a hook.
Oh, exactly. And but thing is with the 8 and 8, there were aspects in this first 8 that seemed a little rushed or
did you feel
augmented.
Like you got enough though?
I feel like I got enough. I think if that the start point and the end point that they had was 11 episodes, 10 episodes, that would have been perfect. But I think put into 8, there are things that they left out. Their stuff, they basically had 2 episodes worth of stuff that they squished into 20 minutes. Like the season or the quote unquote half season finale. The montage they had when they were cooking and the song was playing, yes. All that stuff. That could have been stretched out for over 2 episodes, but even though that part, that actual scene was beautiful, there was like just certain little things, the whole Czechoslovakia thing.
Yeah, I always
That was really quick.
I always find it really discouraging when they introduce new characters in the final season of a show.
Yeah.
That really frustrates me. And then, and this is spoiler, so if you're listening to this and you're getting upset, well, F you, just go forward.
It's on the internet.
Yeah, it's on the internet. Watch it. It's good. Well, you know that redheaded kid that they brought in from Friday Night Lights who shoots the kid?
Yeah, Plummins.
It's like, to me, in the storyline, why did he even have to be there? How come one of our main characters couldn't have popped that kid? I think that would have been more riveting.
Well, I think shooting the kid, A, wasn't something Walt would do, something Jesse wouldn't do, and something Mike wouldn't do. So I think they needed... Well, the thing is, I think they needed just a character device, because I think the kid, whatever, Todd, that's his name?
Yeah.
He's like... He's trying to, like... He's replacing Jesse. I think that's where they put him.
Yeah, obviously. I find it frustrating that they're bringing him in and then giving him so much. I wish...
Well, he's a good actor.
He is good. And anything that Breaking Bad does, I stand behind because I feel like it's going to pay off. But I can't help but feel that whole feeling I felt with Lost in the last season, where it was like, I feel like things are stretched out, and I feel like more should be compacted into these episodes if we're going to get some legitimate answers. We need answers for Jesse, multiple answers about his girlfriend, about, what else? The girlfriend getting killed was one of them. What else did he do? The kid.
Yeah, Lily of the Valley.
And, oh, it wasn't Ryson, that's right.
No.
Lily of the Valley. But, what is the name of the creator
of the show? Vince Gilligan.
Yeah.
Gillian, something like that.
He said that we will get the payoff of knowing.
Well, I mean, we got the payoff of Hank. That was from the very beginning as well. Like, very, very beginning. Like, Hank has always been looking for Heisenberg, like, since the first season. Or the Blue Meth since the first season, and he just figured it out at the end of this 8. I don't know. That should be a barn burner as well. And I'm still wondering about the fucking machine gun that Walt was buying.
Oh, well, that, to me, that's, you know, there's a lot of symbolism in the movies that they've introduced of huge gunfights.
So. Heat and Scarface.
Yeah, so there's got to be a big gun battle coming up, which is going to be cool. And
but the thing is, who was he buying the gun for? That's what you got to be thinking.
Well,
was it for the cops, or was it for the Arizona drug dealers?
Or is it for Jesse? Because there's some weird stuff that the director has come out and said that no matter, like, he hasn't said necessarily why, but he said the reason he's in that diner in the beginning of the season is because he's coming back. He's not leaving. He's exactly. coming back. And then somebody asked him, is he coming back for Jesse? And he said, yes, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's coming back to attack Jesse. It could mean he's coming back to save him.
Because remember, at the end of the last episode, he left the business.
Yeah.
So how many people is he going to piss off doing that? And what would they do when they find out he did that?
It's gonna be a ride, especially if they're gonna pack it into 8 episodes. But we'll be reporting on it. You can.
Apparently, when they wrote they have like the end point, obviously, but like when they haven't written the last 8 yet, they're in the middle of it right now, or something like that. So they don't really exactly know where he's going with that machine gun. They know broad strokes, kind of like the way they did with Lost or whatever. But they don't have the specific point A, point B, point C, point D, everything planned out.
I just hope that they've got some solidified ending that is dramatic, and that they're not going to just like put something in there just for us all, just for that wow factor.
Well, no, I think they have kind of what's going to happen to the characters, but they don't have everything in. They have the outline, but they haven't colored it in yet. I guess I'll put it that way.
I just hope that they can fill it in, because when it comes to Lost, they didn't fill in all those. To me, there's a lot of holes in that show.
Yeah, the thing is, with Lost, with fantasy and stuff like that, I guess Lost with fantasy, I'm afraid of the same exact thing you're afraid of. I'm afraid of that with Game of Thrones. I'm praying, because he's been writing this for 15 years. So I'm like, because fantasy, there's a lot of easy way outs, or little ways you can get out of stuff with magic and fantasy and everything like that. Breaking Bad with The Wire, that's based in reality.
Should we put in our guesses right now of whether or not Walt's going to live?
Oh, cancer's going to get him.
You think cancer's going to kill him?
Yeah.
I think that, I think Hank's going to kill him.
That's fair enough. They did the heat thing.
What about, let's just do our bingo card right now, dude.
Okay.
What do you think about the wife? Is she going to live?
She can die.
I hope she's out of there. She's been bugging me since season one.
What I'm thinking is, because he's buying the machine gun to come back, I think the family got.
That sounds about right. And I think that the kid will have to go just to make it super.
Well, he's a kind of a dick, though.
But the baby.
Oh, yeah.
The baby will be Hank's, I think.
Probably, yeah. I don't know.
Because there's that whole scene of Hank holding up the baby and being like, "You're mine. You're mine."
Yeah.
So there's some weird stuff.
Skylar doesn't piss me off as much. She never did in the beginning either. Hank Jr.
She's so overdramatic. That scene, any scene in this season where she's holding a wine glass is like me gritting my teeth.
Oh, she was funny though when in that scene that she was in the dinner with Jesse, and she was like just drinking, staring at Walton drinking. He's like, "May I be excused?" And she just brought the bottle with her. That shit was funny.
I just thought it was overdramatic, and I felt like totally removed from that scene. I know a lot of people did like it.
She was, I remember her, the actress, she was in Deadwood for a bit, and she was really good in that. She kind of
has hints of my mom, which bugs me. I think that's the main reason.
That's fair enough.
But, so, let's see, who else? I think Hank will live, but barely. I think his wife will live. I think the son has got to go.
I'm not sure about Jesse. I don't know.
Jesse, I think everybody wants to see survive, and I'm one of those people. I want to see him survive, but I also could see...
I could see him going to jail.
I could see him getting popped, and then there being a major factor in the series.
Yeah.
That could be, like, you know, second to last episode, at the end of the episode, Jesse getting popped or something. So I could see that, Who else? Is there anybody else that I'm missing? Gomi?
He might die, actually.
I think Gomi's done for.
Everybody
likes him.
Everybody hates him from what I see. I like him. He's fine.
For the most part, I think people like him, at least from what I've heard. And
it's like comic relief.
Yeah, well, and he's just like the nice guy, so I think he'll get it. And then...
I think that's it.
I think that is it.
Because Mike is...
Oh, yeah, Mike's popped. What about the kid? I think they could do a whole spinoff series on this
Todd?
Kid.
Todd? Yeah. I think... I don't know.
They could do a whole spinoff called Todd.
Yeah. Todd. I don't know. Who knows? I think he's the same boat as Jesse. It's literally 50-50. Yeah, who knows what they're going to... They might relegate him to a minor role. Or he might be integral, because since Walt left the business, what does Todd have left to do?
Yeah, well, and maybe one of those people that watched Homicide back in the day, so I always want multiple deaths at the end of a season. So I'm hoping that Jesse gets to take out Todd at some point.
Well, you got to imagine, let's say for sake of example, Walt left the business. Todd knows how to cook now, because they were cooking right. for like 3 months. So I'm imagining Todd is like making shitty meth for his Nazi uncle.
Probably, yeah. Well, and that's Breaking Bad for this week. I think we talked for Breaking Bad for like 10 minutes.
It's about right.
It's a damn good show. Go catch up and watch the final 8 with us, and we will probably do episodes for, you know, at least a couple of those episodes.
Yeah.
We'll have to come back and recap and check and see if our bingo cards are correct. See who got more right. I must say, put this on the record, that anything that they decide to do, I stand behind. I'll say that right now. That even if they don't go with what I necessarily want, I know whatever they will do will be good.
What do they end with? A musical number?
Or Walt wakes up.
Oh, God.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Walt wakes up and he's just going to work, you know?
Yeah. Or no, not. He doesn't wake up. He's been dead. He was dead the whole time. He died of cancer. It ended at the end of the first season. No, it ended at the end of the second season when the plane crashed. That's when everybody died.
Oh, man. All right. Now that's getting a little too deep. Let's go to commercial. You have we should cut to the song that we haven't writ yet. Haven't writ yet.
Yeah, writ.
Writ. You didn't do your, and we're back.
And we're back. I did that beforehand.
Did you?
No.
Well, we're back.
I changed it up.
That was the newest song by Aaron Salazar.
Huh?
Featuring Wyclef Jean.
Yeah, I hit him up. Me and him are tight.
Missy Elliott. So, enjoy that for what it's worth. I think that we're talking about TV and movies and whatnot.
Yeah, any watching other TV shows?
Well, we have to acknowledge, I have to acknowledge, that we've got just about a month, if not less than that, left to wait till Walking Dead comes back on the air. So we will be updating about Walking Dead as that comes through, which would be nice if we decide to record episodes. If not, you can catch maybe updates on my podcast.
Use live tweet episodes.
No, I probably shouldn't talk about the same things on different podcasts. I'll keep this my Walking Dead podcast.
Okay.
I'll talk about
fair enough
how much I dislike Boardwalk Empire on my other podcast.
Fine. I'm apathetic when it comes to that show.
I don't know what to think of that show. I like it, but I don't.
I'm in the same boat. What I told you a couple days ago, it's better than most, but it's not great.
Yeah, we've decided that we've been ruined by good shows.
Yeah, The Wire pretty much killed it for me.
Yeah, and Breaking Bad for me, so we're destroyed, and television needs to get better.
I can't even watch Breaking Bad the same. Like, I like it, don't get me wrong, but it's still number 4 overall, like, in all time for me.
What are the other numbers, then?
Wire's number 1, obviously.
Obviously.
Deadwood's number 2. And, Community's number 3.
Oh, now you're just mixing genres, though.
It's TV, though. TV is TV. And I'd put, as of right now, because The Shield is above Breaking Bad, because Breaking Bad's not done. Same thing with Game of Thrones. If Game of Thrones goes great, it goes great. I'd say it has the possibility to get up there.
Game of Thrones is fun, but to me, it's not like the greatest thing.
No, it's. I mean, I hear what you're saying there, but it has so much potential, because I kind of know where it's going. Like, where I've read the next book, so if they pull that season off, great. It's got the possibility to be like just great, like really good TV.
Can I just say that in the oncoming seasons of the show, if you're disappointed that you've dug your own grave, because you should know better than to read the book on something and then expect.
I had the same exact thing with the second season. I knew what was coming, and I understand that they have to cut things, they have to expand things, blah blah, for the sake of TV.
And you're still happy with it?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is there are some things in the books that they cannot. That are going to happen. I know that they happen in the show. Like, just major points. And if they do it right, they're going to do it right. But if they do it wrong, they do it wrong. That's what I'm saying. They have the potential to do great things, but it's too early in the game to do that.
Yeah, well, the show is... It's interesting. It's very far out there. But then again, I watch some out there shows, too. So, I don't know. I can't think of any other shows that I'm really into. I'm glad that all the animated shows are coming back. I watch American Dad, Family Guy, Cleveland Show. Yeah. I watch South Park. I watch Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers is good.
Yeah, so I'm happy that's coming back.
I mean, I guess network-wise, I'm guessing, I think Last Resort is what I'm looking forward to, is the submarine show.
Okay,
I watched the pilot online, and it was really good. And I like the actress who's the dude from Homicide.
Yeah. Frank Pemberton.
Yes. Andre Brower, if you like him in real life. I'm trying to think what else. Homeland is coming back in 2 weeks or a week and a half. That's going to be good. Sons of Anarchy just came back last week. I got to ask,
have you ever watched Homicide the whole run?
I've watched it with you a bunch, and
you've just seen little segmented episodes. You never seen the full run.
Yeah,
That's kind of like The Wire, dude, where, like, there's some overarching stuff that happens that is really interesting.
I watched, well, I don't know, I think because it was kind of a, back in the day, not now, but it was the contemporary for Law & Order back then. I watched more Law & Order than I did Homicide.
Well, and I know that they're very similar to to each other, but The Wire, because of all the
people. Well, the people, same creator, yeah.
All the people, and actors, too, but and even characters, if you think about it, but I think that's the closest thing that they've ever gotten to as far as, like, a crime drama. I don't even think Law & Order came close to it.
Well, Law & Order is more procedural. It is literally, for lack of a better term, you know, week by week, freak of the week kind of thing.
Exactly, and I don't necessarily like
You know what, I mean, it's kind of in the contemporary of Homicide because it was made around the same time and it was the same exact showrunner. Not the same writer, because the writer was the guy from The Wire, but the same show.
NYPD Blue?
Well, that too, but Oz. Which is not, okay. It's not everybody's cup of tea, which I totally understand. It's a prison show, which if you know prisons, it's going to be kind of harrowing. Yeah. But it's a really good show. But
at
actually,
least there were naked chicks in The Wire.
There's a couple naked chicks, but there's more naked dudes.
In the Oz, there's naked chicks?
Every once in a while.
Oh, okay, well, now you're selling me.
Yeah, they're like prison guards and shit like that.
Wait, okay, now I'm very confused, but maybe I should watch
it. It was very confusing.
How many seasons of that show were there?
Shit. Five. No, six.
Okay.
It kind of didn't jump a shark. It ended well, I think.
Should we talk about the Arrested Development? The Arrested Development's coming back?
We could.
No, let's not do that. Actually, yeah, let's go. Let's do that. So Arrested Development is coming back for a full another season, and then they're doing a movie at the end of the season.
Is the movie confirmed?
Oh, yeah, that was kind of the whole deal from the beginning. I don't know if they're shooting it all together or what the deal is, but
I know the TV show's, like, on the books. I'm not sure about the movie.
And they're talking about releasing, I don't know if it's official or what it is, but I've seen on the internet that they're talking about releasing the whole thing on Netflix as
all at once.
Yeah, all the episodes, the whole season.
Netflix, yeah, because yeah, that's what I heard too. Because Netflix had this show called Lilyhammer, which is one of the dudes from The Sopranos was the actor on it.
Okay, yeah, that
Stevie Van Zandt.
Yeah,
you know, Silvio Dante. They released all 13 at the same time for Netflix. So
it's interesting. And I can understand that people are upset because they're not going to have those water cooler moments with each episode through the week. That's kind of what people are upset about, at least right now.
But that's an antiquated system because now everybody's watching everything on their own time. That's why we're worrying about spoiler alerts. Because before DVR, there was no such thing as a fucking spoiler alert because people watched it when they watched it.
Yeah. Well, and I will probably watch that show all the way through either way.
Well, yeah, use chunks, you know, four episodes at a time, five episodes.
Yeah, and it's not going to, I don't know, that show alone, if they just continue to do what they did, it should be just fine.
Yeah, and they'll be meta and talking about Netflix like the way they did when they were on Fox, so they'll be fine.
It should be a very fun season of television. Is that coming this season, or is that next year? Or?
2013. They don't know the exact date yet.
Okay.
They're in the middle of shooting it right now.
Alright.
And they just announced that Terry Crews is going to be in it. You know?
Who's that?
Big black guy from Idiocracy. You ever seen that movie?
Nope.
The big black guy from The Expendables?
Is he the little white guy from Boardwalk Empire?
Buscemi?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, he's a big black guy, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what else he's been in, though. Okay, you ever see those Old Spice?
We've established he's big and black.
Have you ever seen that Old Spice commercial with the guys yelling at you?
The big black
guy? I didn't say that, did I? No. You said that.
Can you be more specific?
The guy who has his shirt off and flexing his big black muscles. Come on. Work with me here.
Yes, I've seen that.
Or that guy. Okay,
I got you.
By the way, Tim and Eric directed those commercials.
Maybe they should stick to commercial directing.
Yeah, not those crappy movies.
I'm not a huge Tim and Eric fan, though I did watch, I think, 75% of their movie. Maybe only half.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I got pretty deep into it, but as soon as they reached the sex scene, I turned it off because I knew that everything in the Tim and Eric world is over the top, and that
over the top for over the top's sake.
Yeah, and as soon as we got to a sex scene, after I'd seen, you know, plenty of other scenes that were over the top, I didn't feel like watching that. So
I got through about 20 minutes of Transformers 3 before skipping to the action parts.
Yeah, and then you just kind of
turned it off.
Did you even see the ending?
No.
Oh.
That movie was so bad, I wasn't even... Like, usually big action movies I can make do, but that movie was really bad.
I think you could probably show me Transformers 3 and I'd be like, oh yeah, that's Transformers 1, right? I wouldn't know the difference.
I saw... Because I remember seeing Transformers 1, like everybody else. I don't know if I saw it on the theater, but I remember seeing it on DVD for sure. But I remember
seeing... I saw it in the theater.
Yeah, I think I did too. But Transformers 2, I saw through other means. And it was bad quality. And it was like, meh.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I saw it like grainy on some, you know, internet site.
Yeah.
So, and I was like, I didn't miss much. And then Transformers 3, I mean, they have respectable actors on there. They had, like, John Malkovich and Frances McDormand on there. And then they have fucking Tyrese not acting.
Tyrese doesn't act much. Speaking of Tyrese, I saw the newest Fast and the Furious
movie. What? You saw it?
What is it called?
Fast Five.
That's yes. Right. I think it's on HBO Go right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I got something to do tomorrow.
It's just the same as all the other ones.
I know.
It's something to watch. It's,
I mean, I enjoy Tokyo Drift.
It's pretty cars and pretty girls and...
The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock and the... what's the other big dude who looks like The Rock?
Vin Diesel?
Yeah. Those two together.
Yeah, so it's bold off.
And I'm pretty sure they left it open for more.
Oh, they're no. They're shooting a new one right now.
Fast Five was like a prequel to... The Tokyo Drift movie. It was very confusing.
It
the
was?
Timeline. Yeah.
Because at the end of Tokyo Drift, Vin Diesel showed up. Because he was on the run from the law.
That makes sense.
Because he wasn't in the second one.
He's... I don't really... I have a terrible memory, but from what I can tell of that movie, and check IMDb or whatever for this, but I'm pretty sure it goes from the second movie into Fast Five.
What?
Yeah.
Because the second movie, they were in Miami.
There's the Fast and the Furious.
Too Fast, Too Furious.
Too Fast, Too Furious. Then the Fast, the Furious, right?
I think that, yes. And then Tokyo Drifter was the other way around.
Something like that, yeah.
Because the Fast, the Furious, that was when Vin Diesel came back.
It's the story of the whole, like, Vin Diesel meeting up. And I don't know, it's the same as all the other ones, man.
Tokyo Drift, I'll give it, Tokyo Drift was totally new people. I'll give them that much.
But it seemed like a prequel to Tokyo Drift because they even say in the thing, like, oh, didn't you want to go to Tokyo? You know, like, and they like, it's very...
Well, because that Asian dude was in it from Tokyo Drift, the guy who allegedly bit the dust.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Check it out. It's the same as all the other ones. I really have no... I would give it a thumbs up. Or a thumbs down, but to me it's just like the most neutral of movies.
Yeah.
So.
Did you watch In Time?
No.
Ah. Oh.
I don't think I'm going to.
Okay. Fair enough. Justin Timberlake is, you know, acquired taste.
Yeah. What else did I watch? I watched some other stuff though. I got back into X-Men. I started watching X-Men episodes from
the animated series.
Yeah.
Yes. Fuck yeah.
Well, because I found out that I found out what the next movie is going to be, and it's actually...
Days of Futures Past.
Yeah.
Skeet, skeet. That's going to be the greatest movie ever right
so
there.
So I watched it. I watched that, and then I also found the comic book version of it, too, and checked that out. And they're both a little different, or very different.
Yeah, but they are, for sure. But no, when I read that the next movie is going to be called that, oh, I'm waiting.
And I've watched that whole string of episodes and, like, all the ones before and after it on the animated series, like, 30,000 times as a kid. Like,
yeah,
that was
exactly.
My
that was
crack.
My shit. That was my shit, too.
So this next episode is going to be
probably
one of the best X-Men movies.
Well, I think we can understand that there's going to be some stuff that's going to be different. Like, I'm not sure if Wolverine's going to be involved. We don't know.
Oh, yeah, dude. Wolverine will be.
Well, I'm not sure to what extent, though. Like, because in Days of Futures Past, he was, like, the main guy with Kitty Pryde.
Well, I wonder if they're... Well, are you talking about the comic book version?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I think they're going to do the animated series version, because that one matches up with all the characters that are established so far.
Okay, that's fair enough. We've
got everybody that's in Days of Future Past in the cartoon version is in the movies already, and they're established characters. Jubilee is probably the only person who's not.
Yeah, well, thing is, you gotta imagine, too, because they are back in the 60s right now. So where are they going to go in the future? Are they going to go to the 2000s? Because Days of Futures Past went, like, you know, mid in the 21st century.
Yeah.
So we don't know exactly, like, when they're going to be going.
It should be cool, though, with the time travel. And Bishop.
That'd be sweet.
Has Bishop been in any other movies?
No.
I wonder who's going to play Bishop.
Well, him or Cable.
Yeah. Yeah, Cable
is... Well, because Cable is, spoiler alert, technically Cyclops' son.
Yeah, well, and they've screwed that up in the movies already with the bloodlines. Because Mystique is...
And Havoc.
Mystique is Rogue's mom.
And no, Mystique is Nightcrawler's mom.
Well, Mystique's not Rogue's blood mom. She's like the mom who took her in and raised her.
Well, remember the first class movie?
Yeah.
The red guy, the Russian, he is actually, him and Mystique are going to have a kid, and that kid is going to be Nightcrawler.
Yeah, I did know that. Okay. But they hint to that in the movie. They didn't fuck that up.
Yeah, that's probably...
Hint to that in the movie. What I'm saying is, like, there's other things in the series, like that whole Rogue situation. Like, they made Rogue so young in the movie series, and in the animated series, she's a little bit older, and Jubilee kind of played the Rogue role. That she's, you know, they merged Jubilee and Rogue.
Kitty Pryde was very prevalent in the comic book version of Days of Futures Past, but she's already in X-Men 3. So, but the thing is, they kind of hinted, like, I think they're going to do the same thing with time travel that Star Trek did. Because Star Trek did time travel, but they totally messed up the original timeline from the original show. But they used time travel to create that parallel, that other universe. I think that's what X-Men's going to do with the first Bryan Singer movies. And then the newer ones.
Yeah, they said this movie is supposed to tie together the whole universe and then give it a whole place to go from here.
Yeah.
So it should be interesting. And X-Men is my shit. I love all that stuff.
Me growing up, I still have all my X-Men cards laying around somewhere.
You've seen First Class?
I've seen it so many times.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite.
I like X-Men 2, but I like First Class better.
The Wolverine movie's okay.
Yeah. They're making a new one, Wolverine movie.
That one's going to be good, too.
Based in Japan.
I heard they scratched the Deadpool movie, but they're going through with the Deadpool video game. The demo is already out there. You can see it.
Yeah, Deadpool would have been all right. Because Deadpool as a comic was pretty sweet.
Well, but Deadpool is so much comedy that... And everybody wants him to be such a serious character.
It was so meta because he broke the fourth wall all the time.
Yeah.
And... I don't know, because Deadpool's weird, because Deadpool in and of himself is a guy who wears the mask, but he's, like, scarred and blah, blah, blah. You can't really push as a superhero that way, because you need a pretty guy to be a superhero. Have you seen the pictures of the new RoboCop?
Yeah.
He looks like he's always showing abs and fucking half of his face is showing, and, you know, part, like, it's not, I don't know, it's kind of like, it's more human that way.
Yeah.
His original RoboCop is bulky.
I wonder where we go from here, because all we're doing right now is darkening everything up. We've got a darker Spider-Man, a darker...
You know who I blame for that?
Batman.
Chris Nolan.
Yeah, Batman, right?
It's his fault. Well, everything's gritty and realistic.
Yeah.
It's fucking bullshit.
Well, I kind of like... I liked the Batman series.
But you want to make it whimsical. Like, X-Men had the right balance. They had the comedy and then the lightness, but they were also serious, but it had a nice pace to it.
To me, the best... version of like a hero movie was probably the Watchmen, because they still had like the fruity weird costumes, but they just didn't even acknowledge it.
Yeah, it was like it was normalized.
Yeah, and like it was a very realistic take on something that was very comic book. I really liked the way that it looked and the way that they stylized it, knowing that it was a graphic novel, comic book, whatever, and then. They applied that, and I think Marvel has done that too. They've made a nice little niche in between, like, the realism and the comic book, you know, like, to where one or the other isn't. Like, Fantastic Four, those movies, they're so much more comic book than they are realistic, and then that makes it, it makes it cartoony. Same with, what was that Ryan Reynolds one? Green Lantern. I talked about that on another podcast. It's just, it's almost a cartoon through the whole thing. So, to me, I guess if you just think about the fact that it's a...
based on a comic book. Like, I remember...
Yeah, exactly.
There are, I mean, there's a swath of the population that just can't get into it. That's why people try the Dark Knight route, where there are movie fans that go to it as a movie. They don't think of it as a comic book. They didn't think, like, that's why the Joker was so popular, because he wasn't the Joker. I mean, yeah, he had a sense of humor, and he was laughing all the time, and he found life as a joke, but he wasn't funny. Like, the only funny thing he did was the pencil.
Yeah, he was cheesy, not funny. That was kind of like that his character.
But the thing is, Jack Nicholson Joker made me laugh.
Yeah.
Like, and he had he had the perpetual grin that wasn't cut. Well, we'll
continue to see different takes on it. I mean, they're already rebooting Batman. Did you hear that?
Yeah, they're doing the Justice League.
And there's going to be a new Batman in there. There's a poll for them trying to get a Robin in there.
Yeah.
Like a legit fucking Robin, like Dick Grayson Robin.
Mm-hmm.
That's not some other Robin.
Not Chris O'Donnell.
No, what is the other, what are the...
No, that was the guy who played Robin in the...
I know, but what was the one in Dark Knight Rises? That's what I was referencing.
The guy from Third Rock from the Sun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just to make it clear for any of the listeners that hate the fact that they continue to reboot movies, like, it's just a way for the studios to continue their ownership of the name. So what happens is, like, a movie will come... They'll put out a movie, and whether or not it does well or not, if they want to continue to keep the rights to that name and continue to keep the rights to put out movies under that name, then they have to release a movie within, like, 4 years. That's why you're seeing a new one every four years.
That's why you're seeing a new Spider-Man, because if they didn't do that Spider-Man, Marvel would have got those rights.
Exactly.
And then they would have pushed him in the Avengers.
So.
And they tried to do that with Daredevil. They tried to fast-track a Daredevil movie. But then they didn't get it in time, so now they go back to Marvel.
I kind of thought the Daredevil movie was okay. I wasn't too upset with that. I thought not at it all. Was well done.
Rest in peace, Michael Clark Duncan.
Rest in peace, Ben Affleck. What just happened? Did we just tell the future?
I think so.
I don't know.
I'm not going to release this podcast for 10 years.
You'll know right when to release it. Anything else? I'm trying to think. I know I saw some other movies, but I can't think of them.
I don't think I've seen any other movies. Shit.
I broke my back the other day, practically. I threw my back out, so I've just been sitting watching stuff for, like, ever. I've watched the whole series of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, which is the Seinfeld series.
Okay.
You can watch it on Crackle. That's where I watch it. Crackle. I think .com.
I haven't had internet for 2 weeks.
It's an app on the phone. And it's free. And you don't have to sign up, which is nice too. They're not a sponsor. But yeah, I watched that whole series, and then I rewatched some news radio, some other stuff, and then I've just been listening to a shitload of podcasts and
any new music you've been listening to?
Yeah, actually that's a great question. Parabell finally put out their new album, and I've been waiting for that forever, which, I can't, it's These Starry Eyes something, I don't know, find it on Spotify, and then, 10 Years just released a new record. I might have talked about that on another podcast called Minus The Machine. Both are fucking awesome, I suggest them highly, and... I think that's the only music I really listen to right now. That's new, at least.
Yeah. I've been listening to a lot of weird hip-hop. Like, abstract shit.
I went on a rap run the other day and started listening to all my old rap.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff are you listening
like,
to?
It's like ELP, Cage, MF Doom, Dr. Doom. Like, it's weird, like, abstract hip-hop with, like, it's like, not very clean. It's very distorted and, like... The beats mash up with the strings, and they mash up with the synth lines, and the rappers aren't very... They flow, but they're not... It's kind of scattered, I guess, and the lyrics are very deep.
It's like a dirty rap?
It's like underground hip-hop, I guess you would call it. But I like it. I like the abstract of us, and I don't know. It seems like it's not a higher form of rap. That sounds pretentious. I don't know. It seems like it's
something new.
Something new, yeah. Even though some of it's a couple years old, but it's like it's a counterbalance to the clean, shiny, you know, bitches hoes rap. Whoa. Which I like. Don't get me wrong. I like some of that stuff. Not all of it. The rap that's coming out right now is horrible. I want to throw Lil Wayne through a window.
Well, and since you kind of brought that up, I have some stuff that I'm working on right now called Empire Omega, or just EO, and it's kind of in the same concept of just pushing something out and not letting anybody else kind of like fuck with it, and just letting yourself write free form. I call it shorthand, because it's or short form, because it's like very quick and easy. It's going straight from the mind of the musician.
It's kind of like a vignette for literary terms.
It's just, yeah, it's my version of freestyle, except for I'm writing out little bits and pieces, and it's very quickly written and very quickly done. So I don't know, you can check that out. Follow my podcast, Jeff's Room, on the behindspacemusic.com, and then I'll probably be talking about that on future episodes.
And you snuck that in there, didn't you?
Well, no, because you started talking about how they're dirty and not so much like that, and I've just been recently really thinking about how am I going to release this music, how am I going to, you know, because it's not the best music, and it's not the worst, and it's some of it's incomplete, some of it's just pieces, and I don't necessarily feel like going back over all this stuff. I just feel like creating and making stuff. So,
well, yeah, I mean you have to put not effort, but you have to, you know, go over it. But I think you gotta see what you're doing. If you're doing it for yourself, yeah, but you want to do half for yourself and half for other people.
Well, and that's why I have projects like Behind Space or Divided by Design.
But you want to make you don't want to make art for art's sake. Like, this is what high art should be, or something like that.
I'm making the art for myself, more or less. I'm making the music to let it be an extension of who I am. Like, just using what's at my fingertips to express myself. So it's more of like an expression of like the writing process and kind of breaking that whole system down and saying like fuck you to countless hours of going over and over and over the same line 1,000 times just to get it perfect, which is fine for projects that you really want to get out there. And I think that there's most music is like that, but I think there is a place for dirtier, grittier music. Yeah. So I'll be interested to hear the stuff that you're talking about.
Yeah, I think for the perfection part of like going over and over and over, I think you should do that for most everything. Like, put thought and, you know, work into it. Like, because work is work. You got to do your work. You got to do it well. But there's something to be said, like you were saying, about going over too much. Like, when you aim for perfection, or you aim for that this is going to be my opus every single time, it's a zero-sum game. It's like, you're not going to get anywhere, and you end up sounding like pretentious when people do that stuff.
I agree, and I think that it can be related to like an artist who does a sketch that is going to be put in a gallery versus a sketch that, you know, he writes, does on his pad, you know, and kind of just shares with his friends.
And then the flip side of that too is someone that throws a bucket of paint at the wall and calls it art. That's not art.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's definitely thought and feeling behind what I'm doing. I was just saying
to your analogy about the artist for the pad and the artist to the gallery, but there's all what I was saying about the pretentiousness of art or some artists, like they like throw paint at the wall and they smear their hands like this means something.
Oh yeah,
like that's kind of bullshit. Where, you know, yeah, you can make something mean something, but it has to mean more than one thing, and you can't just say this means something to somebody, because when you make something, you're like, this means this, this, and this.
Mr. Brainwash, dude.
Yeah, don't make it mean one thing. That's stupid. But make it mean three things to yourself, and then you're supposed to make something for a specific reason. Someone else can make read it any way they want, but that's not the way you made it. I mean, I guess I'm trying to say, like, because you've talked about before, like, people listen to your lyrics and make them whatever you want.
Yeah.
But they still mean something to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is the first, I guess, the pole position, and then what people think of it. Anybody can make anything think of, or make art out of anything, I guess you can call it.
Yeah, well,
when you listen to music, that made no sense.
There is, you know, it's all based on opinion, but when it comes down to your opinion and anybody's opinion, there's good and bad art in those opinions. And
well, I think good work, that's what I'm, it's kind of like art class in high school or music class anywhere else. Like, is this the best that you can do?
Yeah.
Did you put in the work? Because that's the key thing right there.
Yeah, see, well, and that's where I'm not looking to do, like, necessarily the best I can do in this project as much as just kind of, like, let it out. Writing for me is an emotional thing, and it lets me get shit off my chest.
If you have multiple outlets, you can do the best in each individual outlet.
Yeah, exactly. Let's
say you do the best rock you can do with Divided by Zen, the best electronic you can do for Behind Space, and the best...
Yeah,
solo stuff you can do. It's like, it's very specific. The best in this aspect, the best is this best aspect. They don't have to be all connected. Well, they can be all connected, but they can't be all mutually exclusive kind of thing.
Yeah, well, and there's something to be said about just like, you know, putting... I mean, I guess when you look at it, it's very artsy-fartsy, you know, but it's what I want to do versus like what people want from me, so...
Well, fuck what they want from
you. Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm just... I have other projects where I'll take other people's opinions a little bit more to heart, but in this one, it's more about what I want to just hear for myself. I'll make a song one day, just an instrumental, just so I can hear it the next morning. Not necessarily to show anybody. It's just fun to put it out in the world and see what other people think, too, so... Yeah. But, check out our other podcasts. Check out our music. We're going to make lots more.
And a lot of money.
Oh, piles of it.
So much money.
By the time Walter White is dead, we'll be sitting on a stack of cash the size of the one in his bunker.
I read an article about they estimated how much money he had in there.
And?
$40 million.
That's a pretty good amount of money. If those are all hundreds, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, that's what they did. They did the top was like 45 and the bottom was like 20 because they did the 20s, the 100s or something like that. Gotcha. I forgot exactly what they did. But anyways, that's the money that we're going to have.
Yeah, and swimming in it. We're selling blue podcasts, not blue meth.
Yeah.
Anyways, don't do meth, kids.
Unless you're doing the puppy cast or listening to the puppy cast.
Or you're Walter White and you're a fictional character.
Yeah. Don't do fictional meth, guys.
Fictional meth is probably pretty good for you. A lot better than real meth.
Yeah, real meth is a nightmare. That's like the Gus Fring of real drugs-ish.
And if you don't understand any of those references, go watch Breaking Bad.
Don't do meth.
Yeah, and feel free to email us at mail@yahoo.com. behindspacemail@yahoo.com. And we love you guys commenting on our shows on iTunes. And
remember, only 5 stars and 1 stars. I don't want any of that 2s, 3s, or 4s.
Yeah, don't be an in-betweener.
No.
There's pick no point in that.
Pick a side.
Yeah. This is political.
Yeah, there's no gray area in podcasting.
Ron Paul.
Yeah.
All right, let's turn this bitch off.
And the fan.
Bye. Clap.